6 long years since I moved to the city. And in 6 long years I've had stars in my eyes. And in 6 long years nothing's ever been as pretty as the big yellow sun in the blue Texas sky. You can take the girl out of Texas like a fly. Texas out of the girl. Oh, I am thankful for the things that the Lord has given. I am proud of the things for myself I have earned. But I still miss the big old fields of cotton. And I long for the song of my mockingbird. You can take the girl out.
Hello, everybody. This is Robert Carter from College Station, Texas. Welcome to this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Today I'm going to be talking to you about a new notebook / laptop computer that I recently purchased. But before I get into the laptop, I want to just mention that the music that you heard was by one of my very favorite bands right now. They are called the Lascivious Biddies, and they are an all-female quartet from New York City. They're all four excellent musicians, and I heard about them from the Daily Source Code, the Adam Curry podcast, and have really fallen in love with the Biddies and with their music. And so I hope you will consider checking them out, maybe purchasing their CDs. This is a band that's really trying to make it and working hard to find their place in the music business, which, as you know, is a pretty cutthroat business. Anyway, if you're interested in them, check them out at Biddies, B-I-D-D-I-E-S, the number 4 ever.com. That's Biddies, Bravo India Delta Delta India Echo Sierra, the number 4 ever.com. They are a very cool band, and what a great name for a band, right? The Lascivious Biddies. Anyway, check them out if you like them and consider buying their CD. They have two of them out, actually. But today I do want to talk to you about this new notebook computer that I have. And it's been about 3 years or so since I purchased a laptop computer. Interestingly enough, my last laptop was the same brand and same type as the one I just purchased. But they've changed quite a bit in the last few years, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that. The notebook computer that I have is made by a company called Visionaire, and it's configured and sold by Beyond Sight. And Beyond Sight is a store in Colorado that specializes in products for folks who are blind or visually impaired. They sell a particular computer, laptop computer, that they call the LapTalk. And the LapTalk has been available for the last few years from Beyond Sight. I have their early version, which is a few years old, and this new one, which is called the LapTalk LT. The early version was interesting. It was also made by Visionaire, but Beyond Sight made a modification to it, which was fascinating. They removed the LCD monitor from the LapTalk. So when you bought it, you ended up with a computer that had no monitor and no lid to cover the keyboard. So basically you wound up with a keyboard. That's kind of what it looked like, was just a keyboard. And it was very cool because at that time, that made the machine lighter. And it made it better on battery life. The disadvantage, of course, was that there was no monitor. So if you wanted to share your work with a, share your computer with a family member or a colleague who was sighted, you could not do that without carrying an external monitor with you, which defeats the purpose of a laptop. Also, if you needed help with it, it got locked up, you needed someone to see the screen, you had to plug in a monitor. But with those disadvantages aside, it was really a very cool idea because it did get good battery life. I do use it in the keyboard tray of my desk. Fits in there very nicely and will close up and your computer's out of the way. It's very cool. But the new LapTalk LT, which is the one that I just purchased, has an LCD monitor and of course the lid that closes down like most notebook computers do. But in spite of the fact that it has the monitor and the lid, it's even smaller and thinner with the lid on it than the original LapTalk was with no monitor. So they've really changed the size of notebook computers. This one is quite a bit smaller in dimensions, weighs a little less than 3 pounds, and yet is actually more powerful than the original LapTalk. Let me go through briefly and talk about the ports and connectors that are on this new LapTalk LT, and then I'll talk a little more specifically about the keyboard and some of the reasons why Beyond Sight chooses to use these Vision Air computers for their LapTalk. When you have the computer sitting on your lap facing you in the normal operating position, on the very front there's a latch that you press. It opens the lid and you lift it up and that displays the monitor with the keyboard underneath it. On the left side of the machine, at the very front corner on the left, you have a USB port. That's a USB 2.0 port. Just behind that, you have a PC card slot. That's a PC MCIA card slot for the bigger PC cards. It will also accommodate a compact flash card of the size that we use in the book port. And they're also used in digital cameras and other devices. But you have to place the compact flash card into an adapter to make it work in this PC card slot. Just below the card slot, there is a four-function card reader. It will read four different types of memory cards. It will read an MMC card, a multimedia memory card. It will read a secure digital or SD card. And it will read two different types of Sony memory sticks. So it's a very handy built-in feature to have. Just behind the PC card reader and the SD plus multi-card reader, there is a CD drive. And the CD drive will both read and write compact discs, and it will play or read DVDs. So you can play DVDs on this machine, which is very nice if you're traveling and want to watch a DVD. You can play it on your laptop. Just behind the CD-ROM drive, there's a regular RJ11 phone jack, which is for connecting to an internal modem if you want to use a dial-up connection. Behind that is a standard Ethernet connector, designed for connecting the LapTalk to the internet via Ethernet. On the back of the machine, there are only two connectors. On the left side on the back, there is actually an what's called a FireWire port. And this FireWire port is similar to USB 2.0, about the same speed as USB 2.0. but a lot of notebook computers have these FireWire ports, and it's a very nice way to connect an external hard drive that has FireWire capabilities, for example. On the right side of the laptop, LT, is the connector for the AC adapter slash battery charger. And this is a two-piece charger. It's fairly small, but it does have a flat piece that plugs into the PC with a cable on it. And in turn, that flat piece plugs into another power cord that plugs into the wall. Pretty typical charger that you would find in most laptop computers. On the right side of the machine, starting at the front, there's a headphone jack, standard mini female jack. Behind that is a line-in slash microphone jack. I've used the microphone with this machine and it works quite well, actually. Behind that is the little grill for the fan. And then there are two USB 2.0 ports, which gives a total of three USB ports for the machine. Behind the USB ports is a standard VGA port so that you can connect an external monitor to the laptop. Now, that describes the connectors that are on the machine. As you can tell, there are no serial ports and no standard LPT or parallel ports on the laptop. You have to make all of your connections via USB or FireWire. One of the reasons that BeyondSight chooses the laptop that they choose, that is the Visionaire computer to create their laptop from, is because, one, it has a very excellent sound chip or sound card built onto the motherboard. It really sounds good for your screen reader or for playing music or other sounds through the sound chip. It's a multi-channel sound chip and it's very nice. I like it a lot. It even makes Larry and Jake sound pretty good. How about that? All right. In addition, BeyondSight chooses the Visionaire computer for its laptop because of its keyboard. And one of the great things about this little machine, even though it's as small as it is, it has a full-size keyboard. It has two Windows keys placed where you would expect them, just next to the Alt keys. And it has a context key next to the Windows key on the right side of the keyboard. Has two control keys, which makes working with a keyboard very convenient, much like working with a desktop keyboard. Now, it does not have a built-in numeric keypad. You have to actually plug in the Bluetooth. I'm sorry. It's not Bluetooth at all. Forgive me. You plug in the USB keypad that comes with the laptop. It's a very slimline, small, well-designed keypad, but it is USB plugged into one of the ports, and that gives you your numeric keypad. Now, the laptop comes bundled with Window Eyes, which is the screen reader from GW Micro, of course. If you already own Window Eyes, you can ask them not to install it, and that will reduce the price of the machine. There are many options that you can get with this machine. The standard configuration is 256 megs of RAM. You can up that to 512 or 768. The processor speed is a 1.7 gigahertz, I believe. You can also up that if you like. You can up the hard drive from the standard 40 gig to a 60 or 80 gig, and you can upgrade from Windows XP Home to Windows XP Professional. You can also upgrade the 3-cell battery that comes with the machine to a 9-cell battery, which will boost your battery life from about 2 or 2.5 hours to about 6, 7, or maybe even 8 hours. And there are some good battery conserving things you can do on this machine, which I'll talk about in just a minute. So you'd want to contact Beyond Sight at beyondsight.com if you're interested in this machine and interested in looking at the different configuration options. One of the things that Beyond Sight has done is they've made very good use of a key that's on most notebook or laptop computers called the FN or function key. On this machine, the function key or FN key is the very left-hand key on the bottom of the keyboard next to the left control key. And what they've done is they've programmed the function key to work in combination with the top row of F1 through F12 function keys to do some very nice things that are particularly useful for someone using a screen reader. I'm going to go through quickly what those options are just to give you an idea. So each of these are, you actually make them work by holding down the FN key and pressing either F1 through F12. FN F1 actually puts the computer into a very nice standby mode. When you press FN and press F1, the computer basically goes to sleep, and it's consuming very little battery power at that time. But when you press FN F1 again, the computer wakes up and it's right back where you left it. This is very nice if you're working in a classroom environment or an environment where you need to take notes, but there are gaps between note-taking times. You can simply put the computer to sleep with FN F1, and when you wake it up, it's almost instantly back. It takes a couple seconds, but not long at all, for it to wake back up and be where you want it to be. Another thing this computer has built into it is a very nice wireless card for Wi-Fi internet access. You can turn the Wi-Fi adapter on and off with FN function key 2. So if you want to save some battery power, you're not using wireless, simply press FN and F2. That will turn the wireless off, and it will stay off until you turn it back on with FN F2. You can tell if the wireless is on or off by looking at its status in the system tray in the bottom right of the screen. FN F3 brings up the default email program. FN F4 brings up the default web browser. FN F5 and FN F6 dim and brighten the LCD display. FN and F7 turns off the LCD display so that if you don't need the monitor on, you simply press FN F7 when the computer is done booting up and your monitor goes off. The monitor does come back on each time you reboot, so you have to remember to turn it off each time you boot if you don't need the monitor. That will save you some battery power. It will increase your battery life to some extent. FN F8 will toggle the control from the LCD monitor to the VGA port, so you can plug in an external monitor, press FN and F8, and the external monitor will show the signal from the laptop. FN and F9 turns on and off the built-in mouse pad. You can turn it off, and it will stay off, by the way, until you turn it back on with FN, F9. When you turn it off, then if you bump the mouse pad by mistake, it doesn't move the mouse, which can be really nice if you're not a mouse user. FN, F10 mutes the sound card of the computer, which is good in a way if you want to mute it, although I don't really know why you would. But if you forget and mute it and you're not getting any sound out of your computer, you have to remember to check FN, F10. FN, F11 will turn the master volume down on the sound, and FN, F12 will turn the master volume up. It's a very easy way to control the master volume without having to go into the programs and accessories and entertainment to get to the volume control. I have had this machine for only a few weeks now. I found it to be very reliable. It has a very solid, very rugged feel to it. So I think it's a good choice if you're looking for a notebook computer. It comes with a pretty nice carrying case. It's a nylon type case. It's not really too huge, but it makes very good use of the room that it has. It has a very nice pocket on the inside just for the computer. The computer will just fit into that pocket, slide in very snugly, and has a little Velcro latch that holds the computer in place. It's also got a nice place for the AC adapter and got several other compartments for carrying other items. The computer is very responsive. It's a fast enough processor to do most things that one would want to do with the machine. I don't know whether I mentioned that the machine, I think I did, comes bundled with the WindowEye screen reader, and this machine works very well with WindowEye. It's a lot of fun to use. It's easy to work with a keyboard because it is such a standard keyboard. So I just wanted to give you a little explanation. I think it's a similar machine to a lot of the notebooks that are available right now. But BeyondSight has done a nice job of configuring it to be optimized for someone who uses a screen reader. So if you're interested, check it out. It's at BeyondSight.com. And again, I'm Robert Carter from College Station, Texas. If you'd like to communicate with me, you can do so via email. My email address is r-carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, at cox.net. r-carter@cox.net. And by the way, I'm using about the same equipment that I used to do my BrailleNote GPS and career podcast to record this this description of the lap talk. I'm using the wide-angle lapel microphone attached to my collar. I'm using the Rolls MX54S mixer. It's a three-channel portable mixer. I use the book port to play the music that I played at the beginning, and I'm recording it all on the PlexTalk PTR1. So that's the rundown for today from Texas. You all take care, and until next time, so long.